National wants to force councils to free up land for development in a bid to get more houses built. The party's proposal would give the government emergency powers modelled on those used to speed up house building in Canterbury following the earthquakes in 2010 and 2011. National Party leader Judith Collins joins me now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Corin.
Okay, so how would you require, and I think that's your word, require councils to do this?
By legislation, and I'll be writing to every MP today in Parliament asking for their support. So it would require urban councils to immediately zone more land for housing, enough for at least 30 years of expected growth. It would give some certainty to people and developers and builders, but also to amend the RMA to create a more streamlined process so councils can establish these new city plans rapidly. The other thing too is understanding that this is for a four-year term, this particular piece of legislation, to give a chance for the new RMA to come in. And the other thing too is to understand is that infrastructure is a real problem for councils and their costings of it. So for the next 4 years, councils would receive $50,000 payment for every house consented over and above their five-year historic average. And that's some really big money for Auckland.
Okay, I'll get to the money. And firstly, with the issue of requiring councils, what if they don't have the land or it's, say, productive land for horticulture? There is conflict with neighbours, these sorts of issues, which, you know, are a fact of life. Do they just have to railroad through those?
Well, they have to actually deal with this housing situation we've got at the moment. We have plenty of land. We've got land, we've 10% larger than the United Kingdom, and we've got 5 million people, and they've got, about 65 million.
Yes, we do, but again, so I come back to that issue about productive land, and it's the quality of the land and being in the right places around transport links. These are the issues. So again, how do you just force councils to do it? Do they have? They need time and, I guess, the ability to consult with the public about those things.
Well, the point is we either need housing or we're going to continue to have $1 million a day being spent on motels and $4 billion a year on top-ups to be able to keep people in some form of housing. This is a ridiculous situation we have at the moment. And look, Corin, I think we all understand is that we need more housing built. And this will also actually incentivise councils to encourage and to have apartment buildings, which is actually one of the issues I think that you're referring to, essentially. So because they'd get $50,000 for the infrastructure for every dwelling built, not apartment building, but for every dwelling within that. So they would have an enormous incentive get going.
Right. That $50,000 per consent, that's anything above the five-year average. Do you have any idea of how many thousands that would be and where that money would come from? What sort of a figure are we talking about? Billions?
Right. So we're taking the $3.8 billion that the government has announced for infrastructure, for housing, and where they've got no particular idea about how that's going to be spent yet. So we would say that that is the money that we would be using. And that, over a four-year term, would actually help consent 75,000 houses.
Where will the builders, the tradies, come from? There's also issues around supply. It is absolutely stretched to capacity, the residential building sector at the moment. How would you ramp it up in order to meet those extra houses?
Just as we did after Christchurch, actually, and we also believe very firmly is that the market will actually...
Do you mean bring in overseas builders?
Well, if you need to, but the other thing is we have people here, and looking at, I've personally seen some of the really fast tracking of house building that can happen because of, basically houses being built in factories. These are the sorts of things that are already going on, and that could be increased as well. We understand that there is a temporary issue around supply in the building materials market, but that can also be addressed if we ship in the material that we need. It's just really important that we set those, set the requirements. But, you know, this could lead to, say, Auckland, for instance, council getting an extra $1.3 billion in infrastructure funding over 4 years, not 20 years, 4 years.
Okay.
That's the sort of money we're talking about.
A couple of quick things to get through. The terror laws that the government are proposing, will you support those?
We'll look at those, and the normal position would be for the National Party is that we would normally look very favourably on things to deal with terrorism. So we will go through those and we'll discuss them in caucus before I make a final decision.
But there is a possibility you will not support the government's moves on climate change in regard to the Climate Commission's draft recommendations. You've signalled that in fact you may not support that.
Well, I just think the main thing is with the Climate Commission is that they actually have to put out their figures, put out their workings, and they haven't done that today.
Well, the argument about that is can they be expected to put out detailed analysis about 70 policy suggestions when really they are suggesting to the government to do those? It would be the government that would do the ultimate work on that.
Well, we've made it really clear that there's no point putting out 70 policies if you can't actually back it up with something, your hat on them. And we can't support the Climate Change Commission's draft plan when we don't actually have the details that they've based it on. So this is really important work, and it is important that people have the facts. And there's no point just sort of putting out statement saying about what you wish to
hear. But the point is that it's supposed to be an independent commission with Rod Carr, former Deputy Reserve Bank Governor. That's the point, isn't it, to take the politics out of it?
Well, we are too. We just want the facts. We believe in science and we believe in the facts and we want to see them. And that is important. There's no point having a wish list and hoping things get better. We need to actually understand exactly.
Okay, we'll wait and see on that one. There's still a wee bit of water to flow under the bridge there. Very finally, there has been a bit of speculation this week coming out of the press gallery and elsewhere about your leadership. Are you comfortable with all the support you're being shown by your caucus?
Yes, I am fully supported by the caucus. And we're really enjoying the work we're doing. We're in a policy stage at the moment, so you're going to see us doing a lot of meetings around policy. We're not going to tell you, obviously, exactly what they are, but we're just really working hard, and I'm delighted with our team.
Judith Collins, National Party leader,